This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-Dolly, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I need one of you to call in and tell me or email me on how to do this Pokemon Go. I really don't want to play it, but I'm very frustrated because my character doesn't walk. It just kind of walks in the same circle, and so I'm still on level one. And I was supposed to today give you guys a full report on how many times I almost got hit by a car. Or stepped on the cats, and my character doesn't move. It just kind of, I mean, it moves, but in the same circle. So for any of you that know how to make Pokemon Go or what I'm doing that's wrong, please, please, please clue me in. That's very, very frustrating. I'm just kind of in a bad mood. I'm just very, I guess, I don't know, beside myself. I talk about my personal issues a lot. All right, on this show. And in fact, I think I talk about them just a little too personally. But I'm kind of at the state here with the kids where they call me, they talk to me, they show me attention when they want something. Now, I remember I used to be mama. Okay, so I was like a goddess. Okay, it was mommy, mommy, mommy. And, you know, even though it drove me crazy, I was like, what? You know, I didn't realize how much I missed it. And so I have a conversation with my kid, and he just really makes me mad. You know, and I tell him, look, we just spent this money on this money, because I remember everything. And I'll give a list. We just spent this. We just flew you to New York to be with your friends. We just did this. And then he really thinks that, no, you still owe me. I owe you. And so I'm a little nervous. Because, you know, I'm like, okay, look, you know, this kid is thinking about a career in the military. And I just don't know. He's a smart kid. And he follows orders. But I just don't know if he would be able to go through those years of oh my gosh, what's the word for it when you have to basically do what you're told? Obedience. Yeah, obedience probably. Okay? And self-control. And, we're looking at, what if our kids could get to West Point? Yeah, I know, man, they'd have to, but we need to double your grade point averages. We need to cube your grade point averages for that, guys. But, you know, you wonder, you're like, okay, you know, because my kids are starting to get to the age where I got to think about what they're going to be later. And, yeah, I thought I had it all planned. You know, they were basically going to be my neighbor. That was their big career plan. They were going to be my neighbor. Like, I didn't really think what they were going to do. A lot of you think that I'm, you know, forcing one of my kids to go into medicine and forcing another one of my kids to go into law and then making sure they also have a mechanic degree and you know, banking. I'm not doing that, okay? I think I could surround myself with a good mechanic in life, lawyer, etc. So I don't think I have to make my kids do that, okay? I won't. But, you know, I wonder. And they really love, you know, military. Okay, and they love this country. So, you know, it's something I want to foster. I do. But, you know, I'm hearing stories of these, you know, military academies. And, you know, rightfully so, where the uniformity they keep and the, I'm trying to look for the word where the, it's not a word control, it's the organization that they have and the uniformity in that. It's really admirable. I just don't think my kids are gonna, I could just totally see my sons raise their hand and go, wait, what? I don't have to do this, do I? I mean, they would, you know, they would never graduate boot camp. So, I'm a little concerned. And, you know, the other thing, too, is, you know, I wonder how many of our kids these days could survive through boot camp. Yeah, I would really love to hear from somebody in the military on what, and I know they can't because it's classified. The last thing you want to do is broadcast, you know, to the world that, you know, some of our new cadets, are lacking. But, you know, I, because obviously our military is so strong and, you know, so obviously we are developing, you know, amazing soldiers. But as I look at the newer generation, and I don't mean to insult, you know, the kids in my kids' age group, but I'm just a little concerned. You know, I mean, you know, they backtalk to the teachers. I've been backtalked to. I mean, I told you I was giving a lecture at a local high school, and it was the only time this happened. Okay, because I've lectured to a lot of high schools, but I'm giving a lecture talking about something really interesting, and 90% of them are looking at the phones, and the teacher's like, phones down, phones down, and they're sitting there still looking at the phones. And, you know, I'm like, where's the law and order? You know, where's the stand at attention? Where's the yes sir, yes ma'am? Okay, I mean, you know, when I grew up, you could not address your parents as by the first name. Oh, hell to the no. I told you guys, you know, once my mom called me and I was in the middle of something, I go, what? Oh, boy, I got the biggest whooping for that. No, you had to say yes. Now, on the bright side, one of my sons yesterday when I was calling him, even though he was very sarcastic about it, he said yes. So we may actually have some hope that he could later be in the military if he wants to be. Now, I've been talking to many people about, you know, the military and you know, would they consider putting their children in the military? And, I mean, I hope so. We still need to have the strongest military possible. But you have a lot of people, as we're looking at what's been going on with leadership in this country and as we're, you know, looking at what's been happening with the police shootings and then the Dallas shootings and, you know, Orlando shootings, you know, there's a concern that many people have of putting their children into the military and letting them enlist if we don't have leadership. You know, I mean, I don't want to make this a political discussion, you know, because this, it could be Trump, it could be Obama, it could be Hillary, I don't care. But if the country is not willing to fight and lay down their lives for our leader and for our country, we're going to have a hell of a time building up our military. And so as the media, you know, I think the media is fueling this, as we talked, you know, about with Ron Futrell earlier. The media, unfortunately, is fueling a lot of the things that are unfortunately happening. And if kids are watching the news and going, look, they're making fun of Trump or they're making fun of Hillary. Oh, she's going to be my commander in chief. Oh, I'm not going to put my, I'm not going to let her, you know, be in charge of what bullets get sprayed at me. That's a problem. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI, where there is a piece of rotting pineapple sitting in the studio. I don't know how that pineapple piece is sitting there in my studio next to my microphone, but if you could smell the rotting pineapple, I mean, it doesn't really smell that bad because it's pineapple. It's not me, it's the pineapple. So that's pretty crazy stuff. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, one thing I was going to bring up yesterday that I'd like to bring up today, and some of you have called, and I want to get your calls in a sec, is maybe we need to, and I'd hate to say this on a daily basis, because I'm trying to wrap my head around this whole spice thing and people going to the hospital and dying from taking spice and you know drugging themselves and doing all these wacko things. And we have, you know, narcotic addiction and, you know, marijuana being legalized and drinking, etc. And there's this, you know, there's this desire to get high and escape reality. And the one thing we're going to talk about this next segment is, should we have, you know how we used to have nap time? Should we, for all adults, have a time of the day where they get high and get it out of their system? Okay? And I know that kind of sounds crazy, but I'm just looking at a real haphazard, and I'm not for people getting high. But as I was saying yesterday, okay, people seek euphoria. And my only interaction with euphoria from a drug was the Demerol I got when I was in labor. That IV shot of Demerol was like, oh my gosh, whoa. And so I see the attraction. It scared me because I was really in la-la land. But, I mean, I was in a hell of a lot of pain, and I wasn't ready for an epidural, and I was in labor for I was contracting for 5 days. They were just slow apart, but after 5 days, that's exhausting. I mean, no sleep, and, oh, it was rough. So that IV dose of Demerol was like, wow. And so, you know, we were talking yesterday about, you know, a lot of us, we have the desire to be euphoric. And that desire innately comes from us wanting to have sex. And so anyway, yesterday I was talking about how I'm going to make sure the kids don't have sex, and I'm going to be like, you know, the most obnoxious mom in the world. And I guess one of you had a comment on that, so let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Interesting. I got a different greeting. But anyway, I did want to respond to I found it just naturally, physically naturally humorous, and I have empathy for you, and I have empathy for your sons. Hormones are what they are. I just want you to know, I wish I didn't have the hormones when I was going through school. I would have been a better rocket scientist than rocker. Yeah, that was a little slur there, but a rocket scientist. And anyway, Doc Dahlia, if it didn't feel good, if it didn't look good, I saw your photo. You look, but boy, when I hear you talk and you don't shave and you wear the muumuu,
I don't
believe me.
I love my muumuu.
I wouldn't pay $19 for that blue pill. Good day, ladies.
Okay, thank you for your comment. That was, I think I know what you were talking about, but thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah, my husband will not spend the money for Viagra. He's like, you know what? I'd rather save the money. I will pass. Yeah, and you know, we really need to bring muumuus back, make them sexy. So thank you. Thank you for your call. But we were talking about how, you know, okay, so people have a desire to be in euphoria, whether it's through having sex, whether it's through getting drunk, whether it's through getting high. And so when we look at what's been happening with spice, we're 33 people. I mean, wow, we're found like a Walking Dead scene on the street, convulsing, agitated, out of it. You know, we have a drug problem. Okay, we have an addiction problem. And let's just quickly review what this spice is. A lot of you guys are still kind of confused, and I got to be honest, I was confused by it too. And the reason why we're confused, and we have every right to be confused by it, is because it's not always the same thing. From what I understand, the makers of spice, or K2, they take a bunch of dried leaves. Okay, it kind of looks like a potpourri. And then they spray it with these chemicals that are supposed to be cannabis-like, cannabinoid-like. And what they're supposed to do is trigger so these are synthetic. These are chemical lab-made compounds that are supposed to act like marijuana on the brain, and they spray this stuff onto these leaves. And I guess there's a variety of different names for it. I've seen names Scooby Snacks, Mojo, annihilation. So there's liquid forms, there's just the leaves that people smoke, etc. And so it's supposed to be a chemical, okay, that's supposed to mimic THC, the tetrahydrocannabinol. But we don't know what you're getting. From what I understand, a lot of that stuff is made overseas, you know, out of the country, and we don't know what they're putting into it. So in 2008, the scientific and law enforcement communities began to study what was actually contained in these synthetic mixtures, and it scared the hell out of them. So rather than being a mixture of harmless herbs, which is how it was originally purported to be and advertised to be, oh God, you know, what you're doing is you're smoking herbs, so it's a natural marijuana, and no, it's not. Apparently there were all these chemicals in them that I can't even pronounce. And so the quote-unquote naturalness, it's really not there, except for the dried leaves that they decide to spray it on. You know how you step on some leaves on your sidewalk? It could be even that. So what it ends up doing then is it tries to affect the brain like THC, but it doesn't. So you have these compounds called JHW018, JWH073, ABCHMINACA, ABPINACA, ABFUBINACA, and after you smoke it, you usually like to have a little BUNACA. But anyway, these synthetic cannabinoids do not fit the same receptors that the THC does. So unfortunately, they could have some very odd effects. And so these negative side effects could start messing with your blood pressure, with your vision. You could seize, you could hallucinate. Obviously seizing, convulsing, etc. We've seen people vomit, we've seen people, you know, and you could die. You could go into renal failure and you could die. They say some of the chemicals are produced in cheap basement labs in China or Russia. So, you know, I don't know what the high could be. I mean, this sounds like a very painful high. I don't know what sort of euphoria this, I mean, I don't know what this, but anyway, so it's called Spice. It's called K2. It's supposed to be illegal, I think, everywhere. They say it's also banned from U.S. military personnel, they say here. And unfortunately, there's a lot of countries around the world where the synthetic cannabinoids are legal. So they're able to then create it and then send it to the U.S. So in May 2013, the DEA took action, formally banned it as a Class 1 drug. But the problem is if these drugs are constantly being made and constantly being developed and concocted, you know, then, you know, how do you get your hands on it from a law enforcement standpoint? So going back to the argument of, okay, so everybody wants to get high. I don't want to say everybody, but when you have these groups of individuals that want to do it, I mean, I am wondering, and again, this is probably a very stupid idea, okay, but, you know, I think when I talk out loud, so one thing I'm trying to fathom or comprehend is where every day, okay, after work, and if the kids are appropriately in daycare and et cetera, you could go to this one particular place where the doors are locked, so you can't go out into the street like they did in Brooklyn, you know, basically convulsing in the street, where under very supervised medical, you know, conditions, they could go and get their high on. And then they get their high, and then after they come down, they leave. I know that sounds stupid, but I don't know how this would come into play, because again, I don't want people getting high, but we are never going to be able to control opioid addiction, spice addiction, marijuana addiction, meth addiction, if we don't understand that people have cravings, people have addictive personalities. Now, psychiatrists can cure you of that. Alright, but, seems cheaper just to make these dope rooms, doesn't it? Alright, don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size the plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we are being told that Zika in U.S. is getting bigger, and experts are currently testifying at a Senate hearing. Three senior U.S. government officials yesterday warned that the Western Hemisphere is under threat from the Zika virus and that Florida, Puerto Rico, and Brazil and the regions most at risk reported. The officials urged Congress to pass legislation, which has been stalled, obviously, by politics. By the way, we just got breaking news that Hillary and Trump are tied. I don't know which poll that is, but we are looking at a dead tie. I mean, we have how many more months to go with this? Man, it's exhausting. I am so done with politics. All right. Well, I know we're just about to you know, see the GOP convention and the it's just wow. All right. Well, we just got to write it. Well, how many more months? What is this? We're in July now, mid-July to get to that. That's a lot of time. Too much time. Anyway, in Florida, officials reported 13 new infections on Monday, bringing the state's total known cases to 282, according to State Senator Marco Rubio, who convened the meeting of the Senate Foreign Affairs Subcommittee focused on the Western Hemisphere. On the Sunshine State's cases, 129 of them were identified in South Florida. 129, and a total more than any other state except New York, according to one of the representatives. They say the growing threat of the New York virus is a full-blown public health crisis in the United States and is a clear call to action. Zika killed a man in Puerto Rico, and then in Utah you had a woman that had died who was infected with Zika, and we don't know if Zika at 100% is the one that caused her death. But what's very interesting is we think that this is a virus that only affects babies and fetuses, which, by the way, is enough to scare the heck out of me. But, you know, many people feel distant. They feel not very connected to this one like they were to Ebola. But when you look at, why these people could have died and how many people have had Zika that haven't gotten screened or checked that possibly could have died, you know, now you start to wonder, well, wait a second, what's going on? Okay, so for example, so I went to the Caribbean. I felt a little achy at the Caribbean, but I get fibromyalgia. So a lot of times if I do certain activities that I'm not used to doing, you know, like jet skiing or riding a horse or whatever, for some reason I could just go into full, you know, all my muscles start to hurt and ache, and then I feel kind of like, like lactic acidosis a little bit. You know how lactic acidosis feeling? Okay, so I get a little bit of that, not sure why. And then it goes away after about, 6 to 8 hours. And I get this maybe once every couple years. So I didn't really think it was Zika. Okay, you know, I felt fine. Yeah, I had some bug bites, that's it. You know, but, maybe I should have gone and gotten the exam and had the blood tested. So how many of you go to the doctor, and that's assuming you're having symptoms. Most of us don't have symptoms. How many of you are going to the doctor to find out if Zika's in your body? So here we have two cases where two people died, okay, and they were positive for Zika because somebody checked. Well, how many people are dying each day? Are we running their blood tests and checking to see if they have Zika? A lot of times we don't. When somebody dies, we call it, and if we don't want an autopsy, we don't sit there and start doing blood tests on people. And I'm wondering if maybe we should. Because if we really don't understand the ramifications of Zika, now there's these flirtations with, you know, guys, it could cause ITP where they, you know, internally bleed because it causes an immune system that attacks the platelets, or it could make their heart attack risk worse because they're already vulnerable and now you have an inflammatory state with the Zika. I would suggest, and I know it's expensive. I get that, okay? I mean, I know I get a lot of heat for recommending tests, like whether it's an MRI. I love MRIs to screen for breast cancer. I've never had one yet, but I got to tell you, I think it would tell a lot more than the mammogram and the ultrasound. But, it's expensive. I get that. So we can't do it. I can't get one. We can't recommend it. But if we want to figure out what's going on with Zika, can we very quickly develop a cheap blood test to do? And I would suggest anytime somebody's dead, just over the next couple months for poops and giggles, see if they have Zika in their blood. And if we see that they do, okay, and these are the cases where, okay, you know, because, I mean, people die anyway. I mean, we're all going to die, God forbid. It stinks to know that, but it's a sure thing, unfortunately. But when you have families going, well, wait a second, I don't understand that. He had his triple bypass. He's doing good. His last tests were fine. I don't understand why all of a sudden he dropped dead. And then they find Zika antibodies, and you could tell if something is within the first 30 days or over 30 days. That may tell us something. Okay, so it's an easy way to test. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to design a test such as that. But, yeah. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quickly, one of you had asked me a while back what's going on with Congress and the money for Zika and what it would be spent on. From what I see here, President Barack Obama sent Congress a $1.9 billion emergency Zika prevention package a few months ago. This was blocked, and I'm not sure what other stuff was in this package. That's the thing, if it was a package. So I don't think it was one line item bill. So, and I'm not saying this to defend anybody in Congress, but that always seems to happen where, okay, you know, you're voting for this, but then hidden in there is, and we let Hillary become president or something like that. You know, so of course things like this get blocked. On Tuesday, the administration warned that failure by Congress to pass anti-Zika funds before exiting Washington for an extended summer recess would significantly impede the administration's ability to prepare for and respond to the threat. The CDC has recommended pregnant women not travel to Brazil for the 2016 Summer Olympics, or actually I've been hearing recommendations to not travel to any of the endemic areas. American athletes and spectators can go if they observe safety precautions. The country has more than 100,000 cases of Zika right now. 5,000 newborns thus far have the microcephaly. And I believe we just had another baby born in the United States with the microcephaly, you know, the small skull and unfortunately the lack of neurological development. So, we can't mess around. So, the money. Okay, what would the money be spent on? Well, I'm hoping that would be spent on research, development, vaccine, prevention, etc. This is what I recommend. Okay, if we want to pass a bill, make it a one-sentence bill, please. Okay? We are going to appropriate this amount of funding. Period. Don't mix anything else into it. Don't try to, you know, help any other, you know, congressman get reelected. Okay? The Zika funding package should be purely about Zika. Okay? If we have leftover funds from Ebola, I have no problem using them as long as we do have an Ebola vaccine or medication ready. The idea that we ran out of Ebola medication, the ZMAP, before we even had our first person on, our first U.S. case of Ebola, that doesn't make any sense. So I have no problem taking the funds from Ebola as long as we have what we need to. The problem is we're not going to be told if we have what we need. So, I think we should be on top of this. I think the Zika funding is crucial. The problem is am I the only one? When they talk about, you know, $1.9 billion, is that what they said, $1.9 billion? I'm going to double check. So when they talk about that amount of money, and you're going, okay, to Zika. Am I the only one that goes, well, that money doesn't all go to Zika research? Okay, my guess is that money goes to, you look at these amounts, and I think we're all very suspectful of, you know, the money not going where it's supposed to. And so, $1.9 billion at least, if a lot of money gets blown away on stupid stuff, at least there's still a big hefty chunk left. But what I would say, honestly, this is what I would say. If you're going to do a bill or a package, I would make a bill that looks like this. Okay, $1 million goes to Johns Hopkins for their study. $5 million goes to Harvard for their work on this. I mean, that's what I would do. Split it up. And when you have this big lump sum, somebody's going to say, you know what, I'm going to borrow $4 billion or $400 million, and we're going to use it to fly President Obama out to go to the hospital and take a look and see what research is being done. Yeah, that's a good idea. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Speak, speak, speak.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. She's a lion.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DA. L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, every now and then I talk about TV shows. I hadn't watched TV for a long time because, you know, I was in school, and then I really didn't like what was on TV. And then all of a sudden, you know, I give birth, and I noticed that there were some shows that were kind of cool. I liked American Idol. I liked Survivor, the very, very old original Survivors. I stopped watching it because I got busy, you know, after a few seasons, but I loved him. I never disliked a Survivor, especially Colby. I thought he was cute. And, you know, I noticed that I started to look forward to the wind down at night, you know, when you sat there and you had something to watch on TV. Netflix comes in, or the series comes in, where you could now do a marathon of shows. And I think we improperly are taking advantage of something like that, because you really should savor the show. You want to be like, you know, cliffhanged, you know, like, oh my God. You know, who died? What? You know, who shot JR? So you really want the cliffhanger and you want to kind of savor it a little bit. But most of the time, we just hammer through the series as quickly as possible. House of Cards, I am done through a whole series in 2 days. I mean, I just love House of Cards. It is just so good. So, very interesting. We have the list of Emmys. And I would suggest, I bring up the list of Oscar nominees, and I have no idea what these movies are. Many of them have foreign languages, you know, because the types of movies I watch aren't usually the types of movies that win an Oscar. So, you know, I watch, like, Ted 2. I love Ted 2. Deadpool. Oh, my gosh. I loved the movie Deadpool. That was awesome. But, yeah, so those kinds of movies unfortunately don't, you know, make the list. But when it comes to television, some of you guys might have seen these shows, and you know, if you recommend any of them, please let me know. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY or DrDahlia.com, because I think it's really important. You know, I mean, you know, coming home and dealing with the kids and dealing with the cats and having to do work, you know, I like to have these shows on in the background. Now, I haven't heard of most of these. So lead actor in a drama goes to Kyle Chandler. The nomination, Bloodline, I haven't seen that. Rami Malek, Mr. Robot, I haven't seen that. Better Call Saul, Bob Odenkirk, great. Hey, that, very good. I see Better Call Saul. Matthew Rhys, The Americans. Liev Schreiber, Ray Donovan, I'm hearing good things about Ray Donovan. And then Kevin Spacey, House of Cards. All of them great actors. The reason why I don't watch The Americans is the very first show I saw, I think it was The Americans, the woman gets raped. And I didn't have an easy time watching that, and then I stopped watching the show. So I don't think I could watch a show about this. Anyway, then lead actress in a limited series, Kirsten Dunst in Fargo, Felicity Huffman in American Crime, Audra McDonald in The Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. I'm sorry, I've never heard of that. Lady Day, I mean, if it's a good show, great. I've never heard of it. Sarah Paulson for The People versus O.J. Simpson. This People versus O.J. Simpson, phenomenal series if you could see that. Lily Taylor, American Crime, Kerry Washington, Conformation. See, I haven't heard of these series. There's too much TV now. You can't even tell if there's a good show out there, and so unfortunately I've never heard of a lot of these. By the way, if you could check out a good series, The Making of the Mob. They did a Making of the Mob New York, and now they're Making of the Mob Chicago. Very, very good stuff. I love history where they have a reenactment of history. I love shows like that. And they're very, very well done. So now it's all about Scarface, and it's a really... So I would definitely suggest watch Making of the Mob, even if it's not on this. Tatiana Maslany in Orphan Black, Kerry Russell in The Americans, Robin White in House of Cards. So that's for lead actress. Now, lead actor in a limited series, you had Bryan Cranston All the Way. Bryan Cranston was the one that played LBJ. He did a phenomenal job. And when I was watching this, I'm like, I'm pretty sure he's going to get an Emmy. But you have all these other good people. You got Benedict Cumberbatch from Sherlock, Idris Elba from Luther, Cuba Gooding Jr. for The People versus O.J. Simpson. He was phenomenal. Tom Hiddleston in The Night Manager, and then Courtney Vance in The People versus O.J. Simpson. Now, lead actor in a comedy. Oh, I don't know any of these, but I'll tell you the comedies. We got Black-ish, Master of None, Last Man on Earth, Shameless, Will Forte, Last Man on Earth, Silicon Valley, and then Transparent. Comedy actress, you have Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Veep. You have the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Black-ish, Getting On, Inside Amy Schumer, and Grace and Frankie. So, comedy series, who's up for that? Black-ish, Master of None, Modern Family, oh, I love Modern Family, Silicon Valley, Transparent, Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, and then Veep. And for drama series, we got 7 here. The Americans, Better Call Saul, Downton Abbey, Game of Thrones, yes, Homeland, House of Cards, Mr. Robot. Okay, so here's the problem. I haven't seen Homeland. I need to. I don't think it's on Netflix. If it's not on Netflix, I'm not getting it. And I don't have enough DVR room to be saving them. So I've got to see Homeland. Outstanding limited series goes to American Crime, Fargo, The Night Manager, The People vs. O.J. Simpson, and Roots. Oh, Roots was excellent. And then TV movie, all the way, Confirmation, Luther, Sherlock, A Very Murray Christmas. What? So anyway, interesting stuff. I mean, if you guys need an idea on what to see, one of you told me to see Pinky something. Why, I don't know what the show, I got to look it up. Pinky something, when Game of Thrones was on hiatus, I got to look up the name, but I'm going to find that. Pinky, it has a W in it also. Pinky something, I don't know. And you guys say that that is absolutely phenomenal, so thank you. Please give me recommendations, because I really like watching TV. I mean, as long as they're good quality shows like that. And I never thought I would be saying something like this, but we actually have really good TV these days.
Have you seen Mr. Robot?
No, I haven't, and it's up for an award. Is it really good?
It's amazing. Apparently, they just released a couple episodes where they dropped the F-bomb on TV.
Wow.
And the world didn't end, guys.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm waiting to be able to drop that, on this show, but I guess I'm not allowed.
No. Well, FCC rules. We don't want to upset them.
Yeah, boy, are they just, they take away all the fun.
They do.
Yeah, but, okay, so you like the robot movie. Okay, so that's good.
Mr. Robot is not about robots. It's just, it's good. It's really good. Go watch it. If you like Game of Thrones, you like really, really messed up storylines, go watch it. Go watch the show. Go watch it. It's amazing.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Okay.
Yay!
All right, thank you. No, that's good. And I need that kind of stuff because, no offense to Tom, but, you know, look at how my day goes. You know, I get up, I deal with the cats, then I got to deal with Tom for like 3 hours. I was like, gosh. Okay, and then I have to go to work, and I love my job, teaching. Come back, got to prep for my show. I get a couple texts from Tom, and I'm like, you know what? I got to get away from Tom. And one way to do that is to escape with a TV show. Right, Tom?
That's right. And to be fair, I am one of the most annoying people you will ever meet.
No, we love you.
That does not make me not the most annoying person you will ever meet. The number of times that you don't even realize how many times I almost come on and go, you almost said doo-doo.
I know. You know what? And I got to tell you, know what? People don't realize you and I should get an award. You know how difficult it is to make medicine interesting? I mean, this is what I had to do in medical school. The reason why I have a job is because I would sit there in medical school figuring out how to make jokes about everything. And even though you weren't supposed to, and it's probably why I didn't get straight A's, somebody has to. So you and I have a real, this is a tough egg to crack. We really got,
No, we got it.
No, I think we rock.
Yeah.
We are like, I believe we are the highest rated show in our neighborhood. Right?
Which neighborhood is that? I mean, the neighborhood between Minneapolis and Las Vegas. I'm trying to LA. LA's not it.
I mean neighborhood between Main Street and Fifth.
We have a Main Street?
Yeah, somewhere. I know. That small little 1 mile radius. You know what, though? But I'll take it. All right, don't go away, guys. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.